This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine appears to produce virus-neutralizing antibodies against new variants of the coronavirus found in Britain and South Africa. In a statement, the company said it conducted studies to ensure its two-dose regimen is protective against the emerging strains of the virus. That news comes a day after U.S. health officials said they are increasing efforts to track several COVID-19 variants emerging as the virus continues to spread throughout the world. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Rochelle Walensky said Sunday that the CDC plans to monitor the impact of these variants on the effectiveness of the vaccines and therapeutic treatments. She said the CDC was collaborating with the National Institutes of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Department of Defense in tracking the coronavirus mutations. The recent emergence of coronavirus variants has made vaccinations a top issue for health officials. The variants have been shown to be more transmissible and, in some cases, more lethal than the original strain. Greece and Turkey opened their first direct talks in nearly 5 years in Istanbul Monday. They're discussing long-standing maritime disputes in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. Relations between Athens and Ankara were exacerbated in August of last year when Turkey deployed a survey vessel in contested Mediterranean waters and gunboats from the two countries collided. Disputes over energy sources and borders have also threatened to spiral out of control. Greece and Turkey, both members of the NATO military alliance, made very little progress in several dozen rounds of talks between 2002 and 2016. The European Union and NATO had been pressing hard on Ankara and Athens to sit down at the negotiating table for the current round. VOA News. The European Union said Monday it can no longer recognize Venezuela's Juan Guaido as interim president of the country. This is after he lost his position as head of parliament in legislative elections in December. The 27 EU states say they are downgrading his status to privileged interlocutor. Following the disputed re-election of President Nicolas Maduro in 2018, Guaido, as head of parliament, became interim president. He's still seen by the United States and Britain as Venezuela's rightful leader. The status of interim president gives Guaido access to funds confiscated from Maduro by Western governments, as well as affording him access to top officials and supporting his pro-democracy movement domestically and internationally. Supreme Court on Monday brought to an end to lawsuits over whether former U.S. President Donald Trump illegally profited off of his presidency. The justices threw out Mr. Trump's challenge to lower court rulings that had allowed lawsuits to go forward, alleging he violated the Constitution's emoluments clause by accepting payments from foreign and domestic officials who stay at the Trump International Hotel and patronize other businesses owned by the former president and his family. The high court also ordered the lower court rulings thrown out as well and directed appeals courts in New York and Richmond, Virginia, to dismiss the suits as moot now that Trump is no longer in office. The outcome leaves no judicial opinions on the books in an area of the law that has been rarely explored in U.S. history. The cases involved suits filed by Maryland and the District of Columbia and high-end restaurants and hotels in New York and Washington, D.C. that, quote, found themselves in the unenviable position of having to compete with businesses owned by the President of the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden is signing an order Monday to strengthen the national government's commitment to buy American-made goods. The U.S. economy has been slowing because of the coronavirus pandemic. While all U.S. leaders have committed the government to buy American programs, the White House said Biden's order would close loopholes that allow companies to offshore production and jobs while still qualifying for domestic preferences. Biden's Buy America order is the latest in a string of executive orders he's signed in his first 5 days in office since assuming power last Wednesday from former President Donald Trump. Biden has overturned an array of Trump policies, including announcing U.S. intentions to rejoin the International Paris Climate Change Accord and to remain in the World Health Organization. You can find more on these stories and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.